Rolex wearing. Woo! Diamond ring wearing. Woo! Kiss stealing. Woo! Wheeling dealing. Woo! Limousine ride. Woo! Jet flying. Woo! Sucking on a gun. Woo! And I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. They give me 2 claps and a Ric Flair.
Tim Livingston.
Emotional security is like the blanket that you tuck your soul in.
Pete Livingston.
You ready for Joe Buck to sex you up? Yeah. That's what I think he's saying. He's like, hey, you're about to sleep with Joe Buck.
And Sam.
This is our candy orchestra.
Mm. It's still going. Those are some good pop rocks.
Los Livingston Brothers.
It's not an apple, but you know what?
It's like with a baby holding an apple.
With your...
That quick, huh?
Yeah. That quick. Joe, have you listened to this podcast before?
I actually try my best to not listen
okay.
to it.
Okay, all right.
But with your championship winnings, Joe, you could probably afford to... Well, not buy an Apple laptop.
No,
but...
no, I could buy like a sticker to put on my laptop.
Exactly.
Maybe.
You could get an Apple TV.
And, you like, could get a picture of a green app.
To connect it to something.
That I don't have.
It's terrible.
Y'all pass.
But we are Los Livingston Brothers. This is, it might be the finale for this season of El Dynasty, which is Spanish for the dynasty.
Footballs.
Thank you, Joe. Good job, Joe. Good job, Joseph.
Nailed it.
Good job, Joey. I am Peter. Across from me, wearing his...
He just looks at me and I'm
wearing
like,
his protective eyewear, is that's what we call it. Yeah, is my elder brother, Timoteo.
I mean, he's also technically your eldest.
Yeah. Tim, say hello.
Hi.
That's not hello. Way to follow instructions.
You fail. To Timmy's right, to my left...
Actually, right in front of you.
Tom Brady's body double.
In more ways than one.
It's more, you know, shoulders up.
Right.
Thanks, Joe.
Hey, Tom Brady.
Hey, bud.
And weighs down.
Yeah. It is Mr. Robin. Robin, say hello.
Hi, guys.
And lady.
Across from Robin, to my right, to Tim's left... Our two-time,
son of a
two-time,
son of a bitch,
dynasty champion
son
del
of a bitch.
Mundo.
Robin is a one-time.
Joseph, say hello.
Hello. See, I followed instructions.
I thought you would say hello twice, like, because just repeat everything.
I like the
back to back.
So you know
the old gum commercials.
You know how the commissioner of major sports always wants certain teams to win because they always make the best story of the league. I'd like to point out that all three championships
are in this room. That's true.
And
keeping it in Sonoma, specifically my garage.
So if there are any people who are interested in a possible relocation.
We also have all three fourth place yeah. so. Winners in the room.
Oh wait, that's me. Yeah. That's me.
So,
oh,
that's so me. just to go first, third, fourth, fifth.
For what?
For placement this year.
Yes.
Okay. But yes. But yeah, so anyone has any ideas of relocating, much like, you know, the Raiders and the Chargers and the Rams are gonna try to do this year. You have to go through our commissioner,
yeah,
and I don't think he'll let you do
good
it.
Good luck with that.
You know what the funniest part about Joe's championship was? That in summer on the podcast, when we proclaimed him, like, most likely to fail, whatever, like, most, you know,
yeah,
possible,
like,
for disappointment,
biggest
what he said, and we all, and he went through it, but he was like, yeah, I could be bad. I could go 9-6 and still win the championship. And we're like, that's not...
No, totally. That's what I said.
I could be like
11-2. The most disappointing team, but still go past and win the championship. That was my exact point.
Yeah. He literally, word for word, and then he fucking did that.
Except yep. My team was more disappointing. I was like 7-6 or whatever I was.
Yeah, but I mean, when we looked at rosters day one...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. So let's get into the championship game. Then afterwards we'll do our third place game, which I think was more... People were more excited for the third place game than the championship. Championships are stupid. Nobody cares about championships.
You mean the like biggest blowout of the week?
Yeah. That game. That game.
I mean, by your team.
Yeah.
Robin's team went off.
Yes. They very much did.
Except for fucking Aaron Rodgers.
In the championship game, Nimbly Bimbly.
That's my team.
That's Joe's team, Tim, in case you didn't know. Scored 96.86 points to beat Javid's the Best, Mr. Pat, from the great state of Michigan, Canada.
You know, if you hold up your hand in Michigan, Pat's located right where Michigan's butthole would be.
What?
You put up your hand in a butthole. Does your hand have a butthole?
Right, it's the Michigan looks
the
like
the Michigan looks
thing.
Like your hand.
Yeah.
So,
and if your hand were to have a butthole.
Exactly.
If there was a butthole was located at the right base on the of butt. Your wrist is what I think right, Tim's trying to say. Right.
Question for you, what state is located just underneath?
Indiana. Oh, actually Ohio. Both of them, mostly Ohio. I would say the butt of Michigan's Ohio.
Okay, let's
the poop of Michigan is Ohio. Okay. Joe's like, come on, listen, just get to my victory.
This has been your geography lesson with Tim.
If we're going to talk geography, it's going to be real short. Yeah. It's not a lot to provide here. Yeah.
But Joe had monster game from Tim Hightower. Tim Hightower essentially
won you the freaking title.
You know what really won me the championship?
Was starting Randall Cobb.
No.
No?
It had nothing to do with my team.
His 1.7 points to do with him?
It had everything to do with Pat saying, you know what? Pittsburgh defense is going to take me to the house. I'm going to drop the Arizona defense and start the Steeler defense.
That's right.
That's 32 points. 32
that's,
points.
That's
scored
a championship.
That's a championship. And as we all know, defense wins championships.
That's a good line. That's a great line.
When he made that trade, I quickly on Slack was like, interesting. I knew right there that I would slowly just get into his head a little bit, and that was going to lose it.
As I learned earlier this year, you can't overthink defenses. If you have a good defense, you should be playing it every week.
Yeah, unless you weren't able to secure a solid one, then there's nothing wrong with just streaming them.
And I was lucky. I got Kansas City. He's got a good defense. But
I had the Jets. I held on to the Jets all year, and they were fine.
I'd rather have Seattle's defense than Kansas City's defense. They got more sacks.
In the second part of the year.
Yeah. But Arizona, who's got the most takeaways in the league, and sacked Aaron Rodgers like 28
more
times
than Denver.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And even the last few weeks, well, that's not true. Anyway, I don't think I got onto a win streak until I picked up Denver, and I'm not upset about my sixth round trade for that defense.
Banners,
even though they only got 5 points
forever,
for me,
man.
But that 5 points in itself could have been enough.
Banners fly forever.
Everything looks good through Joe's sunglasses right now.
It's true.
You want to wear my sun? No, you don't.
Nope.
So Russell Wilson had a solid game, 20 points. Randall Cobb
pooped all season.
Just abysmal.
He had two games that he scored decently. One, I benched him.
I think it's Olivia Munn's fault.
It's always her fault.
It could be. He only got 1.7 points. Emmanuel Sanders.
It's my boy.
12.7. Down the stretch was solid for you.
Hell yeah.
Very, very good.
He was all year. He had, like, some injury stuff, and then he had one just shit game. But aside from that, he had a good year.
Stephon Diggs didn't do too much for you in the championship game. 1.9 points. So just looking at the receivers, you would think that you are in a world of doo-doo. You did not have Odell Beckham Jr.
I did not.
Who was
suspended for one game. For
what a way to win a championship.
Totally.
Oh, that is disheartening.
Dude, it was Hightower, man. Hightower. And Hightower had not a good game the week prior. I was pretty worried.
Well, this stat line is pretty amazing. 122 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, and 47 yards receiving.
Yeah.
Tally that up, that gets you 28.9 points. Highest score out of all, two teams.
Yep.
Cam Newton did not do Cam Newton things.
That was
finally.
Amazing. That was amazing.
Joe,
Oh my gosh.
You're welcome.
Thanks, bud. Thanks,
but yeah, Greg Olsen didn't do anything.
Nope.
4 points.
But you know what? Watching that game the entire time, I was like, you know what? I'm 4 points. We can stay at 4 points if
yeah.
if Cam is 14 points. Hell yeah, I'll take 4 points totally. From Olsen any day.
That to me was the most shocking yeah. part of the whole that whole
the
day.
Atlanta Falcons shutting down
like,
Cam.
If you
could have
been,
well, and
yeah,
if
weird.
You were watching the game too, he had an early rushing touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
early
yeah
and it was going to be. And I was like, "Fuck, he's going to put
yeah.
up
like."
Like
if you had
points.
A choice of quarterbacks that week, most of us probably would have said, "Yeah, mine. It could pick any of them. I'll probably take Cam Newton
yeah.
that day." And it
yep.
turned out just that was shocking.
Yep. Totally. Allen Robinson just continued his insane. Wide receiving
well, he was
ways.
Really low all day, and then he had like two big catches, and that's all.
151 yards,
90
and one
yard
team.
Touchdown will help.
Yeah,
Travis Benjamin,
poop.
Nothing.
Which, as we all know, is better than Sammy Watkins.
Oh yeah,
Reuben Randall got 14 points.
That
so
was stupid.
Looking,
that was super dumb.
I can't believe that.
Looking at just the wide receivers alone, just his. 37 to your, that's what is that?
15?
We'll
yeah.
just say like 15 and
yeah.
a half.
Yeah.
Things weren't looking very good no. for you, even with the Cam Newton points. But then his running backs, he was kind of Charkhandrick West finally didn't do anything. 62 yards against
yeah.
Cleveland. Artis Payne. Only 49 rushing yards. I want to see his bench.
That's because Fozzie Whitaker was like the starter. He didn't really well until he like hurt his ankle or whatever.
Well, yeah, no, his bench and your guys' benches, you guys didn't have anybody necessarily on there that could help
yeah.
them all that much. And then, yeah, both your tight ends didn't do much. Langford did all right, 8.9 points. If he would have gotten a touchdown, that would have helped him out a little bit. Gostkowski went back to being a normal human being again and only scoring 9 points. And then Pittsburgh D only scored 2 points.
That was a weird game.
Yeah.
Weird game.
Yep, yep, yep. And Gurley actually had a good game against Seattle.
Very good. 15 points. 85 yards and a rushing touchdown.
For sure. And then Christine did fucking garbage.
Yeah.
Piece of shit. But whatever. Don't matter.
Take us through your emotions that day. You wake up. It's 9:30 in the morning. You probably have an erection because it's the championship Sunday.
Well, it's just a morning.
Get out, get your paper.
You know.
With the erection.
Yep. No, that's still there. That's
and,
there all day.
Yeah, anyways.
It's still there.
Yeah. I mean, is that
weird? We're used to it.
Okay.
So I'm just
no,
saying. I'm just
I
saying.
Had one player going in the early games. Greg Olsen was the only one I had in the early games. And I think he had like 6 going. So it was actually looking really good after the first games because all, you know, everybody he had going for the most part, aside from Allen,
where do you do?
Didn't have great games at all. So I was feeling really good. My team kind of got going. It was slow. They weren't doing amazing. They were doing well. But basically, the whole day, I took the lead ahead of him, probably on some Hightower touchdowns. And I was actually pumped on Sunday night. I mean, what? Reuben Randall didn't get that touchdown until, like, fourth quarter. So I was definitely the whole time expecting to be able to just bench Emmanuel Sanders and my defense and just proclaim victory. Like, I was ready to just be done on Sunday night. And then fucking Reuben Randall gets a stupid, like, 72-yard touchdown pass. And I had to, like, actually think about Monday and worry about Monday.
Stupid
Monday. I
mean,
it was really, like, 4 points. I knew it was going to be fine.
Stupid, stupid Monday.
Yeah. And then Emmanuel Sanders.
He turned it on at the end. Congratulations, man.
He scored a touchdown in the first half, and it was a wrap.
The Brosweiler.
Yeah, it was a wrap right then. I mean, he had 12 points in the first half. I don't think he had, like, barely anything in the second half. So maybe he had, like, 10 points in the first half, so I knew worst case he could fumble and the defense could go -4 and I would still win. So I pretty much knew it was a wrap once he scored his touchdown.
Nice.
Once he scored his touchdown.
Yeah.
It was 100% yeah. certain.
Well, let's all give Joe a round of applause.
Woo! I did it again.
Nobody got the mic. I'm the only one clapping.
Robin, I have a mic in my hand.
Robin, you didn't clap.
Robin's holding a, something.
Robin has a screwdriver in his hand and is looking
rather menacing
at Joe's eyes through the sunglasses. Which, oh, those are mine.
Yeah.
Cool. Let's go to the third place game because, like I said, who here wasn't chomping at the bit to see who would win third place?
That was another one we knew was, like, over.
Yeah.
Like,
very early.
Like, by the start of the second games.
So, Robin's team decided to show. Like, they were just like, oh, well, we're in the playoffs.
Their one game that they didn't show up. Yeah.
They're like, hey, we're in the playoffs, guys. Let's try and win. I was feeling good because I got to watch Aaron Rodgers just absolutely have a breakdown and only score 8 points.
Well, his offensive line is fucking terrible right
and,
now.
And Drew Brees had 400 yards, 3 passing TDs, and I saw the 28 points against the 8 points. And I felt like there was a good chance that I could for a while I was projected ahead of Robin. And then things started happening. Julio Jones caught touchdown passes. Julio Jones had 23 points. Michael Floyd, thank God he didn't catch a touchdown, but he had 111 receiving yards. Yeah. Jordan Matthews! Awesome. Even though this actually was early in the day, so this one hurt a little bit. Caught a very, very, very late touchdown.
Yeah, he did.
104 yards and a touchdown.
Jordan Matthews closed out the season doing a lot of that. Like, yes. Fourth quarter garbage time touchdowns.
He had three huge games. Yeah. D'Angelo Williams, 2 rushing touchdowns, 100 yards, and 53 yards receiving for a total of 27.3 points. Frank Gore.
Hell yeah.
As much as I loved how awesome that third touchdown run was, I felt a little dead inside, and that's when I knew I was like, I'm not going to win. Frank Gore, for like the first time in like 6 years, broke.
Like it was like a 35-yard or something.
And like, was shedding dudes. It was like a classic Frank Gore run. And I was
we
like,
we all love Frank Gore, but he's just not as fast. So,
and he's never.
You see him break through, you're like,
Well, we've had that film for like the past 7 years of Frank Gore. Like, all right, I mean, he's not going anywhere.
If you ran faster than a 5.440, you could break this.
He's going to hit the holes. He's going to get out there, but a safety's going to catch him or a corner's going
to
catch him.
Frank Gore is going to have a very close to the season he just had next year again.
Yep.
More than likely.
Yep.
Julius Thomas did nothing. 1.2 points.
Yeah,
that was T.Y. Hilton didn't do too much. 6.4 points. Catanzaro, 8 points. So, pretty decent.
That Floyd and Catanzaro, for me, were late pickups in the season. And that has been really good.
Yeah,
Floyd has been awesome.
Floyd's legit, for sure.
And Catanzaro scored a lot of points, too. And it just was...
Floyd's finally the Michael Floyd we all thought, and by we all, I mean maybe just me, like 2 years ago.
Me too. I had him in a couple of my other leagues.
Yeah, I think I picked him up in the draft 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He so, can be kept with the fourth?
You add all that together, you get 125.64 points. So again, I had the Drew Brees game. I was feeling...
Oh, how many points did you
pretty
score?
Pretty good. With the 28.
How many points did you score?
We'll get to the grand total at the end.
Okay.
Golden Tate, 5.9 yards. Couldn't get the touchdown. Antonio Brown held to 61 yards receiving. 6.1 points. Tyler Lockett.
By the Ravens.
Yes. Then again, I did not know that... Oh, never mind. No, that's for the Ravens. They had the guy that got cut by the Texans.
My boy.
That stopped showing up to practice and meetings and then get signed by an NFL team. The NFL is great. Darren McFadden did all right, 99 yards rushing. So it's like, okay, cool. Almost got 10 points from him. Denard Robinson, 51 yards, 20 or 51 receiving yards and 20 rushing yards, 7 points. Rodgers, 0.2 points from the tight end position. Finally, he had a stupid game. And, there's my team went doo-doo. Jets 5 points, Myers 1 point, Bernard 4 points, which you add all that together is 70.88 points. So 120, 125, 70. The conversion, I think Robin only won by like 3 points.
Hey Tim, how many points did your team score?
Like 110.
Oh, so 1,000. That means so 300. Yeah, the game back to back 300 games.
I scored 600 points. This
that
week.
Means you had low score.
Oh, well, Tim didn't have a game though.
Yeah, I did. I had my fifth place game.
Yeah.
Oh. I had 104 points this week.
And why would it matter? You still have the low score of all of us.
Against Yiley Looper.
All right.
I think there's some hearing about a stout.
Yeah, you want a stout?
Oh, okay. No.
Oh, dude, I've had to chug worse things on this podcast,
Pete.
Yeah,
go get one of them bad boys.
But yeah, that was... Robin, would you like to talk about your feelings on the game
real quick? I knew that...
Like, real quick...
Like, yeah, sure, I can do that. Like, I knew that...
thanks, Robin! Moving on! No.
Great, fine.
No, go ahead. You're
No, are
third
you
place is okay, right?
Yeah, sure, it's fine. I knew that my team was going to score a lot of points, just to spite me, after having really bad... So
right.
I was like,
don't you hate that?
It was kind of like, you know...
It's like, that should have been last week!
God damn it! You're supposed to do that every week.
Yeah.
But jerks. Even if my team did this, I would have lost the previous week, too.
I know. So, I know.
Doesn't matter.
But imagine if you would have been in the championship game. That's the thing that always sucks.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I had a...
Whatever.
In another league that I was in, like, the next week after I lost. I think I lost to Tim, and the next week I scored, like, 150 points. So I was like, what the...
God damn it.
Guys, well, come on.
The important point is, though, Robin is president of the
That's
league.
True. And we'll get into the final standings, the Goat Elliott greatness rankings. Tim just made a very rude, obscene gesture with his hands that I will not describe.
You probably shouldn't have been using the name Tim for this entire podcast,
excuse me.
To be honest.
Is it what is great. It? Poop head?
Yeah, you can call
is it poop head?
A variety of
poopy head?
Oh, shit head.
Oh! That's right, Latin. It's Latin. Mm-hmm. Greek. Latin roots.
Greek Latin.
To me, it looks like you opened that beer about 35 minutes ago and have taken maybe 3 little bird sips.
Or 0 sips whatsoever. I think it just got into his hand this moment.
That's possible.
That's exactly what happened, because I just put it
I
in
think,
his hand.
But what would be really nice would you describe the beer that you're drinking and its significance.
Oh, well, this is Ultra Vest. A little birdie that Robin knows. See what I did there? Bird, Robin. Was able to get some of this form. It's a ghost style ale, which I did not know was basically like an old-timey, like extinct, basically way of crafting a beer. There's like cactus and grapefruit in this, which is really like
grapes are a fruit, yes.
It's no, grapefruit.
Yes, yes, grapes are fruit.
It's not wine.
It's a very citrusy beer.
Yeah. But it's totally like weirder. Like if you drink a white ale or you drink
Tim,
like the winter
what
ale.
What does it taste like?
It tastes like victory.
I think that's actually quite the opposite.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that quite,
well,
quite the opposite?
Well, the president's drinking it, so it must taste like victory.
Oh. I don't know what's... okay, so nobody wants to hear about me finishing in fourth.
No, we don't.
You finished
really
third
don't.
For the third
Pete,
year
in Pete, role. We're going to pencil you in for fourth next year,
yeah,
too.
Somebody should just get
you're
me an Alfred
playoff
Morris.
Shithead, for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
What was my record in the
playoffs?
0-6.
I think president and vice president should combine and tell you you need to buy an Alfred Morris shirt.
Yeah.
And, like,
man.
Wear it.
I would get an Alfred Morris jersey, but he's not going to be on the Redskins next year.
Then you can get it for super cheap.
That's you know what? We should all get old, like...
players that are leaving?
Yeah.
It's too late for jerseys, guys.
Here's my Garrison Hurst jersey.
Tim, can you get a Forte?
It's too late for jerseys, guys. Yeah, we're too old for football jerseys.
I agree with that.
You can't do it anymore.
I agree with that
100%. The baseball jersey at least has the buttons.
That's why, that's why I said shirt, by the way. That's why I went with shirt.
I'm cool with
not
shirt.
Jerseys.
I'm cool with shirt.
Pete, we said shirt, not onesies. Even though onesies could be kind of cool.
I just look around at like jerseys and I'm like, wow, pajamas. You know?
You're not 12. You're a grown-ass man. Why are you wearing one and your kid is wearing a button-up collared t-shirt at this game? It's not going to work out.
Not at all.
But yeah, fourth for
yes, you got fourth. We know
third that. Time in a row. It's amazing.
And Pete, what place did you finish in?
Not fifth, almost third.
You finished in third.
Third in the finished regular season.
Finished in third. Okay.
Oh, Joe? He's thinking Goodelli at rankings.
Well, I was just well, I meant in the playoffs fourth.
Fourth.
Yes.
So I'm going to fourth place game. But yeah, it wasn't exactly another banner showing in the old playoff department for the Fighting Sponges. We've done better.
Yeah.
We have done better.
Actually, that's not true.
No, we actually have not done better.
I'm just saying.
No,
pretty
much.
Yeah. No.
That's one wise president we have here.
Thank you. That's why you are. That's why you are our fearless leader, Robin.
Just making sure we're keeping it real. Yeah. You know.
So what's sweeter though?
Keeping it 100.
Being president, or you are our first president.
Oh, you know what? Do we have like a book or something so we can swear him in as president? Oh yeah, we should
swear him in on the disc.
Swear him in on the disc.
Which one?
Nothing to do with
the 49er red.
Well, we always talked about it though, and maybe we'll actually make it happen this year about making the trophy.
We could do it.
A disc.
It would mean nothing to a lot of people
except for Joe and Robin.
Except for the two of us. So, you know.
Maybe we should just pass around the
leg. All right, Tim, go ahead and swear as a person who has a day named after him.
Am I going to have to repeat stuff? Yes. I'm not going to lie, I'm probably going to fuck that up.
Yes. Please place your right hand on the disc.
On the what?
On the dick.
Okay so far, guys?
So far, so good.
Sweet.
Lower.
No.
Lower.
Turn that to your lap.
Listen, I don't think it's appropriate to swear during a swearing-in ceremony, but...
Damn it.
Yeah, Tim, come on.
Lock it up.
All right, Tim. Okay.
I, state your name.
I, Robin.
Do solemnly swear to take this oath of office.
What Tim said. Do solemnly swear to take this oath of office.
And with the highest regard, oversee the operations of our fantasy football's drinking.
Whoa.
Naming.
Pump the brakes.
Sorry.
I will oversee all of your guys' fantasy football drinking. Yes, that's accurate. All right.
And uphold the reputation of this league as the greatest of its kind.
And uphold the reputation of this league as the greatest kind. This is oddly way too formal.
Yeah.
But beautiful. I'm crying. Yeah. Is that it?
I think it was better when Tim suggested that I move the disc closer to
as
the front at the beginning.
Time out. No. I need something brown. No, I need something brown.
That's why you get to swear him in.
I need something brown. Not that. No.
Okay, no.
I wish this was like the real president's game where I got like your first round pick. You know?
That'd be awesome. That'd be terrible.
Hey, you know what? Can you tell people to trade?
No.
So if you like read the fine print, Elliot ultimately can like just say no.
Yeah,
any rule
he can basically just be like, no.
Elliot is the Sith Lord, and, you know.
Yeah.
Because, ultimately, Elliot was planning on being president somehow when he made the rankings.
Yeah, he...
Because...
He tweaked those rankings, man.
Our drunken rambles the very beginning of the season, we pointed out that Elliot was in first place at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. What a surprise that Elliot somehow... What a surprise that Elliot was somehow in the first place of the rankings he created.
And speaking of said rankings, the rankings are as follows. As you have just figured out, our president and number one ranked player.
Basically, just a quick overview for randomly anyone who doesn't know what's going on. It's based on championships, playoffs, regular season, points, and they're all kind of weighted differently for the past 2 years, 3 years.
And if Elliot just wants to throw some random points into his own thing, then he can do that as well, because that's what he
does. If you get second place 2 times in a row, you get a bonus 500.
this accomplishment has unlocked a bonus point.
Exactly.
5 million points for me. The number one ranked player is Robin. Number two vice president is Joseph.
Yeah.
Oh, with points, by the way. Robin, 6,800.
Nobody cares about the points. Just say the structure.
Shut up. 6,800 points.
Is this next year?
Is this like...
It's going to be real next year.
Ooh, it's about to get real.
Yeah.
Elliot is in third with 4,900 points. I am in, fourth place, weird, with 4,600 points. Scott is in fifth with 4,550 points. Pat is in sixth, 3,850. Matt Hughes is in seventh with 3,200 points. Tahir is in eighth with 2,700. Matt Keezer is in ninth with 2,450. And in 10th place. Timmy, can you guess who?
No. Don't.
Robin, do you care to guess?
10th, 5th. So Matt came in 5th this year and I'm still the shithead.
Tim!
You have 10th, 10th.
With 1,850. Yeah. Marcos with 400 in 11th and Brian in 12th.
See, these have to change, man, because the points...
Like a third of the points.
Well, technically
5,000...
Brian and Marcos won't be relevant for another 2 years.
Which is weird.
3 years rolling.
Yeah.
It's based on the current year and the past 2 years.
Okay.
So because they weren't part of the league until this year, it'll be another 2 years till they're eligible for the rankings.
And I would hate for, like, 6 years from now for, like, somebody to drop out and we have to fill it in and then...
Well, that's Hughes. Hughes filled in and he's sitting okay. He's not shithead.
That's true. But those are the final rankings for this year's Dynasty. Tim, your thoughts?
Really? No.
No thoughts?
Nothing.
Drink some more beer.
Nothing I say would be a benefit to anything regarding those totals. Not a thing.
That's true. All right, so
not a thing.
It's accurate.
Not a thing.
Keepers?
Joe agrees. So what's the payout?
200 first, 80 second, 43rd, 80 for points regular season.
Very nice. So you get you come no
120.
Yes, time out. You got points.
Does that add up?
Or 111 or 110?
280,
not 100.
280, 40. It's for 20, and 80 is 400. But we have two more people added this year.
Elliot is because he gets.
Oh, sick. Does that mean I'll get more money?
Maybe.
I thought it was 240, 120.
Oh, I'm in.
So, draft order. Let's go ahead and.
Running for points. I don't
sick. Know. We probably should have looked that up before we did a little segment on
it. Hey, well, Elliot's supposed to put out an update at some point.
Yeah, Elliot's supposed to have this.
We'll have a total earnings.
Yeah, like the freaking PGA Tour. Yeah.
Tips at negative 5 billion yen. But as far as draft order, let's go ahead and start at the top. Where do you see yourself picking, Joseph?
Ideally, I would pick 12.
What do you think you'll get, though? I think people like that.
I'll probably be around like 8 or 9, same place I was this year.
Right. Tim.
I have a feeling we'll be like 6. Like, there's going to be people who...
Well, let's think about it right now. So, Brienne gets first crack.
Yes.
I don't think it would make any sense for her to not take 1 through 3.
Yeah.
No.
Why not? She has so many picks. It's not like she's...
And then Marcos would be next. He should take 12.
Due to the
it
fact
makes
that
the most sense for him to take 12.
It's his lowest keeper, plus he gets the 13th pick.
Yeah, because he has Doug Martin, and if you keep Doug Martin at 12, that makes total sense and go right into 13.
Right. It's like you're getting that spot. Totally. Anyway.
Then next, what? It's Elliot.
Yes.
He doesn't have anybody to keep in the first, and he has all those picks, so he would probably go... Early, I would assume.
Yeah, he'd want.
No, I think, he's got a lot of second round.
I think I'm the only. I think I'm the only person with the first round keeper.
No, I mean Marcos will keep Doug Martin.
Most likely.
Oh, that's right. Well, we. Yeah.
And you.
I think it would just be me and Marcos.
And me, probably. I'll probably keep Todd Gurley.
That's
if
right.
I have a late,
that's
if
right.
I have a late first round pick.
That's right.
I'll
that's
keep
right.
Gurley.
For sure.
So let's see. It goes from Elliott to Tahir. He'll probably go early. I don't think he has anything.
Yeah, three, four, whatever is kind of available.
One through three, that same kind of spot. Then Keezer.
Yeah, Keezer.
And I would say he'd probably go early, probably one through four.
Yeah.
Then from Keezer to Hughes, same thing. So early, it doesn't make sense to go later. So that's like one through five kind of already taken up, or one through four.
And then Robin will kind of end in the same spot that he was in before.
Yeah,
were you in 11th?
Yes, 7th or 8th. 7th at the highest.
Because the three of us, I mean, I'm going to take whatever's like probably 11, which I might actually have a good chance now thinking about it, getting like 11th. and then you would take 10th. So, yeah, maybe 9, 8 or 9. That makes sense.
I don't know where I'm going to end up. I'm probably going to end up in some wonky, weird 7. Yeah. Although last year, would I have 4th or 5th? Fairly decent spot. I wasn't too sad with it.
Well, like, doesn't, like, when you have a keeper, though.
It won't really matter too much.
It's more, you're more, like, posturing for a second round than you are positioning.
I don't even have I don't have a second rounder. I traded it to Brian.
Then you might want to go earlier, so you'll be earlier in the third round.
Right, if I have a third round, I don't know if I have. We'll have to see.
I do not.
So then, probably earlier.
We can talk.
Oh, about... No, it doesn't matter because you're keeping. So it really doesn't matter.
I'm not sure when keepers are due. Does anybody know when keepers?
June
are due?
Or July? Elliot said.
Oh wow! So yeah, we got time.
A little bit.
Speaking of keepers, I compiled a big board of my top 25 keepers. Big Bird.
Snuffleupagus.
For 2000. And 16, would you care to hear them?
Yes.
Surely.
You're going to start at 25, right?
We could.
You should.
Does that make more sense?
25! Actually, is a tight end. There's two tight ends on this list. Number 25, Gary Barnage, is my 25th ranked keeper for next year. I'm banking that he'll do essentially what he did this year. I don't see why not. I really don't see.
I really hope so.
Be a top five tight end. Yeah, he could do it.
Yep.
Yeah,
I think so.
That'd be great.
Speaking of tight ends, and injury does play a little bit into some of these rankings, and some people that didn't make it. I have some honorable mentions that we can talk about after. Jordan Reed is my 24th ranked keeper for next year.
Him and Kirk Cousins have some.
Yeah. He was pretty phenomenal. My 23rd ranked player, Mr. Kelvin Benjamin for the Carolina Panthers.
The one thing I'm going to say about that, and that's because I owned him, is that if him comes...
Is that he gets injured a lot?
Yeah, he gets injured a lot. No, but him coming into camp fat...
Yes.
I mean, Eddie Lacy, guys. Let's not forget about Eddie Lacy. Now, of course, Cam Newton stoned him, so, you know. But we'll see. Hopefully this is like the, what's his
the
name?
Like a wake-up call.
Yeah. So
he had a sophomore slump, being that he didn't play a single down. So he was horrible this year.
He was terrible. No points,
nothing.
We got
a couple of those wide receivers that didn't play a down in 2015.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting about that was I had to keep him. He got hurt after I kept him. So he's a 7th round keeper this year.
Yeah. But I would still take him in the 7th round.
Still 7th round.
I think that he'll... I personally just think that he'll bounce back and
Well. I don't think there's...
Again, if Cam Newton can do what he did with Ted Ginn Jr. as his go-to...
Devin Funchess.
Wide receiver. Devin Funchess, who still didn't do...
Ted Ginn's family.
Much. Yeah. That's just...
It never gets old. I'm sorry. Ted Ginn's family never gets old.
My 22 ranked keeper is a running back out of Chicago, Illinois.
Langford.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, Jeremy Langford. I thought you meant Carey. Carey's the other guy a lot of people.
No, I think Jeremy Langford will go on. I think that he'll be...
Carey will be drafted, but he's...
Yeah. I don't see Matt Forte staying in.
Well, oh, no.
This is also based on people that are currently on rosters, right? We're not bringing up...
I don't think there's anybody.
If they're not on someone's roster, then they're not a key.
I don't think there's
anybody. Yeah, I mean, there's people that there's some people that I think. Well,
but
actually,
you know what I'm saying?
Know.
Like, if they're on a roster, rosters are.
Well, locked, let's see. Hopefully, none of them
significant stars.
Right.
I feel like anyone he could possibly name right now.
I would assume.
Yeah. Some of the borderline. Well, we can talk about it after my 21st. Russell Wilson. Quarterback.
Yeah.
Seattle, Washington.
Yeah.
Reason being, we love.
Finally got some of that Sierra.
Well, exactly. If he.
You see a dead fish too, Tim?
Tim just like nodding profusely.
Actually, considering Russell Wilson's past, I'd say he would be the dead fish in that scenario.
I don't think that works.
Might be.
Okay.
I think Tim. I was going to say. You should have a spinoff of TMZ called Tim MZ, but then I was like, wait, that's still TMZ.
Yeah, that's still
so Tim talks about
TimZ.
It's called TimZ, yeah.
This person's such a dead fish, like just Tom Brady.
Dead fish. Lame. Wouldn't touch it.
This dude, dead fish for show. The best.
Scarlett Johansson? Dead fish.
Nah, son. Nah, son.
But Russell Wilson, only reason why I'm hesitant is because they seem to start slow.
Totally. Until they realize they actually have to play to get into playoffs. And
Marshawn Lynch won't be back next year. And I don't think they're going to run.
Oakland?
I don't think. It'd be so sweet if you went to
the Raiders. Dude, I'll totally be.
I would buy a Marshawn Lynch Oakland Raiders shirt if he was a Raider next year.
Beast mode, baby. But that's the only reason why I have him as a 21st keeper. He's only one of a couple of quarterbacks I actually think or you would really want to keep as top five guys next year. but if he comes out throwing next year, like I think they should, then he could be the best quarterback next year. The 20th, staying in Seattle, the 20th ranked keeper that I have actually is Doug Baldwin. Is the 20th ranked keeper.
From bye week on, dude.
And he was a guy who I liked at the beginning of the year. I said, this should be a 1,000-yard guy. He should have 8 to 9 touchdowns.
And he ended up, I think, did he end up leading the league in touchdowns? Or did Allen Robinson overtake him? It was close.
He had that many touchdowns? Yeah, I don't think he had 1,000 yards, though.
No, but he had so many touchdowns. Yeah.
But he's a guy who's been always like their number one person. And I just I did not understand why he didn't get more love this year. And then eventually it was like, hey, we should have this good quarterback. And we should throw the ball. Let's try this thing out. It might work. 19th ranked. Another guy who didn't play down this year. Flip the script. He's white. Jordy Nelson.
Jordy.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a secret that he's going to show up and just kill it next year. I think that he'll do very well.
Yeah.
Agreed.
It's just so painfully obvious that the rest of the receiving core, the whole offense suffers without Jordy Nelson.
Yeah. Doug Baldwin led the league in touchdown. Him and Allen Robinson both had 14.
I think that he'll be very good.
Yeah.
18th. I like the upside of this young gentleman, Mike Evans, out of Tampa Bay. Reason being, I think that there are some very good things happening in the Tampa Bay offense.
Jameis.
I just like everybody on there. Still not super big on Doug Martin, but I have him ranked okay on here. But Mike Evans, big body receiver, didn't do amazing this year. But
he was injured for a ton of the year.
Yeah. But I just think that next year he'll have a very, very, very solid year. 1,000-yard guy for sure. Number 17, Martavis Bryant, who I think will come in and be the number two to Antonio Brown and flourish kind of like Antonio Brown did with Emmanuel Sanders when Sanders was there.
Yep.
They're still looking for that number two guy, and I think it'll be him next year.
It should be.
I think so.
Yeah.
I know he had his little suspension and whatnot, and so that set him back a little bit. But if you kind of... That's what I was talking about with the injuries and the setbacks and stuff. If you kind of, like, take that out of it, you would have to assume that some of these guys would be boosted up a little bit, and so their value would be higher. Number 16, out of Arizona, John Brown.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, dude's going to...
He's been killing it, and
Carson Palmer loves him.
I think
he's a 13th next year.
Let me check real quick.
Yeah, that could be.
I want to say that he was.
I know it's really late.
He's a 13th.
It was a 15. It was an undrafted pickup last year. I want to say because he was capped this year. He wasn't.
He was a 13th.
There basically wasn't a bad play in that Arizona wide receiver core.
No, what you could say is the one quote, I'm doing air quotes, setback is like, well, there's so many weapons. But the good thing is that it gets spread around and they're going to, much like they were years ago, where they would have like multiple thousand-yard guys. Mm-hmm. So he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Back in when Quan was there with Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald, Quan, and then who was the third guy? Robert?
I can't remember. Damn it. Now I'm forgetting his name.
When they made their Super Bowl run,
they
had like 3,000 yard receivers, and I got a feeling that that's kind of going to be Arizona again.
This guy.
Number 15. Another guy out of Chicago, Alshon Jeffrey.
Yep.
What do you guys think about Alshon Jeffrey?
I shouldn't have traded him for Aaron Rodgers.
He has been traded so much in this league.
Yeah. Who started that fiasco, by the way?
So, Elliot picked him up. I traded for him last year.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember. He traded someone for him.
He's probably just like, what the
God, fuck? Alshon Jeffrey.
The deal, guys?
Then traded him back to Elliot for Gronkowski, which is great.
That'd be a great tweet to him. You just tweet him the amount of times that he's been traded in our league.
Son, you're home. He's like, what the fuck is with this guy?
Listen, I don't know if you know this, bro.
Just every time he gets traded, tweet him just like, you just been traded in our league again for like the fifth or sixth time.
But Joe, you're going to say that about Alshon?
No, but it also, you know, I think we talked about off podcast about making jokes about Odell going to some other team, but he will be a free agent. Alshon will be a free agent, so he's going to be somewhere different, and the quarterback might be different, but I think he is...
You don't think he'll stay in Chicago?
No.
Interesting.
And they'll walk him, but someone will give him more money.
Right.
Someone that can.
Yeah. He's going to go somewhere else, but he is good enough that it doesn't matter. He'll make the matchups he needs and do big things.
So I'm interested to see what you guys think of my number 14. You may or may not agree.
Ridiculous.
I hate it.
Joe's like, I'm leaving. You don't even have seen it. Number 14, also from Tampa Bay, Doug Martin.
I think that's great. I think I'd have him higher.
Even as in this league, running backs, that's not bad.
First round.
That's what I'm saying. It's guaranteed. And in Marcos's shoes, the ability to keep him at 12 is awesome because he's going to go top five. I bet when we roll around to draft time, he's going to be top five on like everybody's board.
That's my question. Is
even in leagues where you can get Adrian Peterson?
Do you think? I don't know. Do you think people are going to buy into the Doug Martin?
He had a great first year. He had a couple doo-doos, and then he was legit again.
Yeah.
And if you watched him play this year, because I'll be totally honest, his first year I didn't watch at all. I had no clue. I read into everything and took him number one overall, and that was his crappiest year of all. This year I actually watched a good chunk of him play, and he was fluid. He made good cuts. He was patient in the hole. He had good hands. Like, he's a legit number one running back.
How high would you have him as far as best keepers?
Top 10.
Okay. I can see that. Ahead of him, number 13, out of Carolina, Jonathan Stewart.
What round is he in?
Jonathan Stewart.
He might be like a 13 or...
is a 15th. He will be a 13th rounder.
Yeah. No, that's great.
Oh, never mind then.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Again, he's not super. He's not super. He's somebody who I said at the beginning of the year would be a top 10 guy. And he was, because he was healthy. And he doesn't have any real big, crazy, sexy numbers. He just will get you 70 yards and like a touchdown every
which game. Is awesome.
You're basically hoping this is the week he scores a touchdown. Otherwise, you get 8 points.
Well, he scores a touchdown almost every week. It's the same thing with Ingram,
yeah.
Where it's like, it's never blown, you know, it's like 80 yards or a touchdown, 80 yards, maybe a handful, like two touchdowns, like every week, though.
Hopefully 12th.
Heisner will take some of that away.
12th overall. For keepers next year, I have Carson Palmer.
Yeah, that's a quality ass season.
Savage dude right there.
I don't know what else to say. He would have
changed my season if I just trusted
Kurt
him.
Palmer.
He's basically, yeah, he is.
As Joe calls him.
He is. He's totally Kurt Warner. It's incredible. Mm-hmm. It really is. He's had basically three careers, and this part of his career is now Kurt Warner, and it's pretty mm-hmm. remarkable.
He has a good offensive line that will help him mm-hmm. stay healthy.
Great offensive line.
Great young wide receivers that are finally coming into their own, and he has this really running crappy running back.
Yeah, and he's not got a good running back. And he's got the Mac of all. Bruce Arians is a top three NFL coach.
He's pretty good. He's pretty good.
People still like for whatever reason are underselling him. I'm just like, dude's got 35 wins in his first three seasons as a head coach.
Hey, you know what?
So
he's no sweaty haired mustachioid.
MacGyver, freaking
Italian.
Italian?
What?
Isn't he Italian?
Tom Sula, isn't he Greek?
Dude, I don't know. Let's stop this.
Seriously.
My number 11th and the final quarterback on my big board, Cam Newton.
Yeah, he's kept as a fourth next year, I want to say. Yeah, I drafted him in the sixth round. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, shit, why not?
Yeah.
Dude gets 50 points on rushing touchdowns alone.
Yeah. So I said he would be a top five guy. Did not think he would be the number one like quarterback.
Yeah.
That was,
I argued hella hard with you, too, because I didn't believe it.
That was so crazy when we looked at the stats and we saw that he was number one, which is a what the hell.
Yeah, well, he got him for two more years, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like I said, he's the highest rated keeper quarterback I have. Reason why people like Tom Brady didn't make it is because we've seen this from Tom Brady before. Where he'll have these amazing years and then come back and just be super uber pedestrian. And I'm really afraid that's what's going to happen next year with him. Number 10. We're in the top 10. Julian Edelman out of New England.
Yeah.
That's who was basically having a monster year up until he got hurt.
Whoa. Dude.
Get that tuberculosis.
That ranks you.
How do you guys feel about Julian Edelman in his spot at 10?
That's based on draft position. It's fine. If this was PPR, he might even be number one. But, I mean, he's...
I'm not saying that this isn't draft position. I'm just saying, like, as far as keeper goes. Keepers.
Well, I'm saying if you had a lower...
I put more thought into where they're kept at.
Exactly.
Into it.
Yeah, totally. And that's part of it, too.
You know, because if you're keeping him with your first-round pick, like, that's hell no.
No. Not at all. Number 9... out of Houston, Texas.
Yeah. Nook.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Nook.
Who also...
You're laughing.
Down there wearing overalls with Vince Wilfork.
He's going to be kept as a what? 7th?
9th.
9th. God, that's disgusting.
That's cool.
Well, you have ODB. But...
Yeah.
Oh, no. Sorry. No, you're right. He's a 7th. David Johnson's a 9th. My apologies. He was drafted in the 9th round.
But still... I was surprised by how good. I was like, he has no quarterback. There's nobody else on that offense that can help him out. But he would still go for like two touchdowns and like 100 and a million yards.
He just makes crazy catches
yeah.
all over the place.
So he is way, 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 way better than I thought. I was like, okay, maybe he's a top 25 guy. He'll get a couple touchdowns and like 800 yards, something like that. He's on a different level. Imagine if he actually gets like a good quarterback.
Yeah, or Brian cast. Now's got to figure that out next year. That's going to be very interesting.
Cap?
Oh God!
When you, is it sad that we laugh now?
Yeah. When are you getting to Jared Haynes? Is that next?
Listen, I was one of the very last people to jump on.
I was told there would be Shane Drone on this list. I hear no Shane Drone.
He went to IR. So
I mean, how could you gloss over Jared Haynes? I mean, come on.
Vance McDonald should be on this list.
Pete, why are numbers 1 through 3 Vance McDonald, Shane Drone, and Jim Thompson?
Why are you keeping a coach? Don't ask me that.
You shut up. My number 8th ranked player is Mark Ingram.
He's just a touchdown scoring machine, man.
Yeah, we just talked about it.
And he's catching passes now.
Yeah.
He was more C.J. Spiller. Yeah,
he's the reason why C.J. Spiller did not get play this year. Because, like, oh, Mark Ingram's catching passes now. It's like, all right. They have no use for C.J. Spiller.
He out-caught C.J. Spiller, like, 4-1.
Yeah. You know, that was the greatest news I saw, like, this week, too. Going back to our matchup, seeing that C.J. Spiller was a healthy scratch.
Yeah.
I was like, I need that. I need Hightower to just be a 3-down back.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's too soon, guys.
Yeah,
hey, he'll be back, buddy.
Hey,
buddy.
I think we've all had him.
Prez.
I will say, though, I do feel as though Hightower has stepped to the number 2 role ahead of Kyrie with wrapping up the season.
Well, I think he has to, maybe.
But
perform very
with
well.
The fact that Peyton and Breeze might not even be there next year, who knows what the hell's going to happen.
San Francisco,
Jesus Christ.
So will Mark Ingram.
So will Trent Baalke.
As head coach. Sad face.
Dude. I'm down for all of that.
I know. Bring him off!
We'll turn every game into a 3-hour mystery.
Sign me up.
We'll turn into a Mystery Science Theater 3,000 every 49ers game. We'll take an offensive lineman
with the 6th pick in the draft. Come on.
I like it. My number 7 pick. Not pick. My number 7 keeper. Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, that's just out of Pittsburgh. Dirty.
Yeah.
The other honorable mention, his backup, who was a top 5 running back this year.
Yeah. Scored a shit.
Here's the thing. Himself some is money. That you could either hold on to him.
Oh, I'm definitely going to do that.
Or dangle him as huge, massive trade bait like this guy.
Maybe
to Keezer for a handcuff and an extra first or something like that.
Well, the thing is like you. Here's the only thing I would be worried about is what happens with him is like what happened in Kansas City between Nile Davis and Charcandrick West, where he kind of out of nowhere. That's why I held on to Davis. I was like, he's going to be the handcuff, and there's a good chance that, you know, heaven forbid he freaking what's his name gets hurt. And then
haven't you been offered like tons of trades for Nile Davis and never took any of them?
No, not that I can remember. Unless Joe did Joe? You're looking at Joe.
What? Joe, I feel like Elliot offered you things. I feel like Joe told me once that you did, but
for now I don't think so.
That's the only thing, but I don't know if that would happen because he just played so darn well. I don't think somebody could just come out of nowhere.
He was amazing.
No, he's solid.
But I think Le'Veon Bell is young enough, and the leg injuries aren't as big a deal as they were, you know, 10, 15 years ago. And I think he'll come back and be fine. Mm-hmm. Number 6, I have Allen Robinson out of Jacksonville, who was like the number 3 wide receiver.
Was he undrafted? Football.
I think he might have been. Or super late. Yeah, let me look it up.
I want to say he was super late.
He was an 11th. He was kept. Javid's the best kept him in the 11th, so he'll be a 9th round.
Yeah, he's a great keeper. Touchdown
and
machine.
And he just was a... Everybody, I love Jacksonville!
The Pro Bowl. How's he not make the Pro Bowl?
He didn't make the Pro
Bowl?
He didn't
make the Pro Bowl.
Ooh, that's bad. How do you be a top...
Somebody's...
He's going to make it. He's going to make it. Because someone will get hurt or... You know,
well, that's why fans shouldn't vote. Like, I get it, but like,
just like, I'm sorry, lead the league in touchdowns.
The first year that I didn't vote at all because I was just like, I'm not gonna pretend.
But yeah, Allen Robinson.
It's somehow like I don't know how Staley.
Yeah, it's like how many sacks did you give up?
Yeah.
Number 5, we are in the top 5. Devontae Freeman, I have at 5.
Yeah,
just way too good. to keep him out of the top five. I'm kind of like, well, I kind of want to see what he does next year, but you just have to assume.
Yeah.
He was just so damn good. Totally. So damn good. Number four.
CJ Anderson.
That's good.
Wait, Joe, who else is on there? Odell Beckham Jr. Four? Yeah, fourth.
Four?
Yeah, what's okay. wrong with that?
Okay.
Hey, if we were to look at his numbers this year, they were very good. Odell Beckham Jr.
Watch, number one's going to be Kirk Cousins.
Oh, no, we're already done with quarterbacks. Like, I have a big issue with him not being on this list, though. Big issue.
What do you mean?
Kirk Cousins should be on this list. Going to be like Tyler Lockett.
He's going to be like, well. Out of all those quarterbacks.
Kirk Cousins should Antonio be on this list. Undrafted. Undrafted. Undrafted, and he's been playing the best
quarterback. Well, okay, we can talk about that after, but I don't agree with you.
He's Kirk Cousins should not be on the
list. Kirk Cousins should not be on the list.
Whatever.
He should not be on the list. But Odell Beckham Jr. was behind Julio Jones and Antonio Brown.
Right.
But he was still very, very good.
Right.
Okay.
And he'll be a 13th round pick.
Yes.
See, that's what I'm saying. I weight that into,
of course,
where they should sit.
No, totally. I agree. Okay. That's why he's the number four overall.
Okay.
So now Joe's going to judge you for these.
No, go ahead.
Three.
Yeah, no. Pretty much.
Okay. Number three, Antonio Brown.
Okay.
Joe, you look like you need like a stress ball or something right now to like. You know, calm down.
My reason for Antonio Brown is because he has the track record. He has been the number one receiver for the past few years. He did it again this year, was the number one wide receiver. And there's a good chance that he will be again next year because he is pretty much the guy
yeah.
in Pittsburgh. And that's why I have him above Odell Beckham Jr. Number two. Somebody will be, actually two people will be very happy with the next two. David Johnson is my number
You're
two.
You're only putting David Johnson above Odell Beckham?
Only.
Because he's a running back.
But yeah, the thing, like, totally. Look at, this is the only
point that keeper. I bring in.
He's had three good games?
They've been pretty, freaking outstanding.
So who had, though. Like, four or five really good games at the end of last season.
I believe that'd be C.J. Anderson.
And what did C.J. Anderson do this year?
He crapped all over Joe and
yeah,
Robin.
So I wouldn't trust literally. A rookie with three games and put them that high on a list.
But
he was
the situation, we'll see.
He
I
was,
agree with Joe.
He was that's the number seven running back with 173 points with that little action.
Well, that's because he had so many just random touchdowns. You would never start him for those games that he got those touchdowns. Because he would get, like, goal line carries.
I don't know if you know my running back situation carries. This year, but I would have started.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have. Because he was out there, and he wasn't on your team starting.
No, he wasn't.
So don't say that as an argument.
Marshawn was still playing. I'll say this. I think that the one thing that does make him a little bit better off than C.J. Anderson is that his offensive line is way better than Denver's was. Plus, the game plan is so balanced in Arizona, that it lends himself to being a better part of the offense so that you have an opportunity at more points. C.J. Anderson, unfortunately, with the coaching change, that became an issue. And I don't know why that became an issue.
I think it's more the breakdown of Peyton Manning than anything else.
Well, yeah, but the other thing was that they just couldn't run the ball earlier in the season.
Yeah.
Right, that was my right. thing. Was really
well,
weird.
They
yeah, going in their center,
left tackle at the beginning of the season.
They really yeah. didn't do much of anything.
Yeah, so I think yeah. you know you lose a line.
Although Ryan Clady's phenomenal, but this is also now the second
also
season
Carson
ending.
Palmer twists his knee. I mean, this I'm is, just saying.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not a great. He's an amazing keeper.
Yeah.
But to put him top three is ridiculous in my mind.
I think running back scarcity in this league is the only reason I could see him above him. Otherwise, I agree.
That's why he's
running
so
back
high.
Scarcity.
Number one keeper, Todd Gurley.
Yeah, I mean
now Joe's like, yeah,
no,
fuck it.
I don't think so. Like, I'm gonna keep him probably for if I ended up with like
because he's a first round draft pick.
I don't know that he's a top three.
Let's go ahead. Running who back. Who are your top five running backs for next season barring Adrian Peterson, because we can't draft Adrian Peterson.
Well, we still have to.
We can still say he's a top five. We can still draft him.
No, I just, I didn't, and that's why he wasn't even on here.
Because, well, he wouldn't be on there because he can't be kept.
Yeah.
So he's not a keeper.
Okay, well, your top five for next year, Robin.
My best fantasy backs. Well, Adrian Peterson, I'm still going to say it just because.
Mm-hmm.
Devontae Freeman, Doug Martin. From there, the next, I don't know what that's.
I think Robin has a keeper that could very well be a top five.
I hope so.
Who?
If Arian could be good, but I don't know that I'd say top five. I mean, the Achilles injury.
But I'm saying, but I also, well, yeah, I'm talking keeper, not top five, but yeah.
Gotcha. I was just thinking.
Right. No.
Top running backs going forward. Gurley, and then, I don't know, from there. Those would be my four.
Tim, what about you?
Keepers overall, right?
Not keepers.
No, just overall running backs for next year. Like your top five.
Gurley, Freeman. I don't know. I'm trying to think of order, though. So I'm going to say Gurley, Freeman.
So you think, like, majority of leagues would take Gurley number one overall?
Yeah, because I think he's got more 100-yard-per-game potential.
Not when you don't have a passing game. Like, that's what happened. Like,
dude, he faced 8-9-man boxes and still got it.
But he also faced 8-9-man boxes and got, like, 40 yards
mm-hmm.
on, like, 30 carries of against defenses that weren't amazing. Mm. So, I mean, as an owner, and I'm probably going to keep him, and I love him, and he's awesome.
I was going to say, I'll take him.
Yeah.
I just, unless they get some offensive weapons around him, namely a quarterback that can actually do things, or a game plan with some real passing, it's real hard to see him, you know, consistently have those big games. Because that's what happened. He stepped in, and they weren't expecting to actually have a legit run game. They were probably defenses were more thinking about pass, and he went ham. And as soon as they realized that they had no pass game, and they stacked the box and planned only on him, Tavon Austin went off. And he did nothing.
He only had two games where he didn't have double digits. He had...
Man, that's consistency, man.
16, 15.9, 28.3, 20, 16.9, 14.9, 10.6. Then at Cincinnati, one of the top-ranked defenses, he had 3 points. And then against Arizona, top-ranked defense, he had 4 points. Detroit got back on the horse, 26.7. 13.9 against Tampa Bay, and then at Seattle, 15.2. And then he's going to mushroom stamp the San Francisco defense this January 3rd.
Oh, my God.
Live on television.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
so sad. No, I think he's...
So imagine if he had...
When I think about keeper, I think about where they're kept, and mm-hmm. I think about long-term, because that's my thought of a keeper, mm-hmm. especially in this league, is like, how long are you going to be able to keep
which is very
this great
good.
Player?
I also,
and that's why Antonio, like, that's why I would put Odell over Antonio Brown, because you're going to have him for a year, and then he's going to be never kept again, because he'll be a top three round, if not first round pick, totally. Going forward, whereas, like, I have Odell locked in for, like, 6 more years.
Who would your number one keeper be then, Odell? Okay. I also think that being able to keep somebody, even if it is for... Like, if this was done...
I also think Emmanuel Sanders should be on your 25.
3 years ago, it'd be like, man, you can make the argument that Antonio Brown is, like, the number one keeper. But I think just being able to keep somebody guaranteed first round...
I think what we're really trying to say Brown. Is that... A roster patient foul needs to be called on Joseph Hardeman right now, because this is getting a little out of control. So maybe you should take
finish your otra vez.
Otra vez.
Yes. But that is my top 25. If we had our website next year, we will have a website where we'll post things.
So
like
who are your honorable mentions?
My honorable mentions that I did have some other quarterbacks on there. I had Michael Floyd as an honorable mention. again, it was it kind of you were like kind of splitting straws with some of the Arizona wide receivers because they were all really good and they all had their moments where they were amazing, mm-hmm. right? Sammy Watkins was another person, but I just don't really see him ever quite getting over the hump, even though I think he'll be good. I couldn't put Thomas Rawls on my top 25. As much as we all like love the way he runs, he's not built to go like a full season and run that hard because he's a little guy, and he gets injured.
That's what I said about work done, bro.
That's right, bro.
Bruh.
I couldn't put Carlos Hyde in my top 25.
No, all right.
Same don't thing. Even think about it.
You don't own him anymore.
Yeah.
So he'll thank probably be God. For
yeah, right. You'll have a 1,200-yard season next totally. Year, and totally. This is where I will ram my head into a wall.
And then I couldn't put Tom Brady in my top 25.
I would have put him in. He's had two really good
You could
seasons.
Totally make the I argument. Agree. You totally could make the
and
argument.
That same, like, you know what? There was that weird thing that came out about, like, some text message he was sending or email about, like,
we should
all the comparison between me and Peyton Manning. And he's like, I'm going to play another 10 years, right. and Peyton's maybe got one left. He's got at least 5 more years.
I could buy that. I could buy that. And he's...
And he'll be able to be kept that entire time.
Yeah. Let me see. Yeah, he will be a 11th rounder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next year. Yeah. So he could totally make the case. I just, you know, you look at Russell Wilson, Cam Newton...
Well, never mind. I don't want to roster it anymore, so I'll shut my mouth.
Hey, pull up Russell Wilson.
No, not Russell Wilson. We already talked about him. No, fuck it. I'm going to say it.
Pull up Russell Wilson.
Pull up the difference
Joe,
between...
Do you need to open another beer
between,
before you do this?
Yeah, I'll do it. Between Emmanuel Sanders and okay. Julian Edelman.
Okay.
I actually don't disagree with this.
I mean, for him to be your 10th and Emmanuel Sanders not be on it, and they're real okay. damn similar.
Let's see.
And I'm pretty positive he's a later keeper than Edelman is.
All right. Where is Julian Edelman?
And I mean, I do think, and it pains me to say this because he was a keeper that I gave up on, I think Sammy Watkins did get over the hump.
Yeah.
I think he's going to stay over. I think he's
it's still
up.
A third round pick though, so it's
yeah,
kind of like one of those
Tyrod,
same
like,
reason like with
they're,
Arian and stuff.
They're hooked up though, like Gesundheit. You know what? When you're the only weapon on a team, you're not going to do anything. And now Tyrod himself is
right.
a weapon
mm-hmm.
with his feet. It's opening it up, and he's being the Sammy Watkins that everyone thought he'd be. That you know when I you know drafted.
No, without a doubt.
So I think he'll be. A top 15 receiver.
Okay, so Emmanuel Sanders, 1,036 yards with 6 touchdowns, which is good.
Only 6 touchdowns?
Yeah, only 6 touchdowns.
That blows me away. Oh, he did that. You know, he had a lot of games where it was just like 110 yards.
Yeah. Julian Edelman, through 9 games, had 692 yards with 7 touchdowns.
Well, you don't have to say through 9 games. The injuries, right? Because you said injuries are part of... your rankings
and for kind
the majority of.
Of
a season with injuries.
I said that I like Le'Veon Bell, for instance. I could have said, oh, Le'Veon Bell's like the worst running back in the league.
Right.
He had no points. But he'll be very good next year, I think. Same thing with Julian Edelman. Like, if
well,
he,
and
if
Emmanuel
he,
Sanders, I think, missed 2 games too. So you can,
yeah,
I mean,
sure.
But that, I'm saying they're pretty close.
Okay. Let's see. So Julian Edelman will be a 10th rounder. And then Emmanuel...
He's 11th. Or no, he might be a 9th now.
Julian Edelman was in the 12th. So he will be a 10th rounder. And then... Sanders was an 11th. So he will be a 9th.
Alright.
So...
Flip a coin.
The other reason why I wasn't super big on any of the Denver people was because I don't think that offense is good for the receivers anymore. I think that the receivers are good.
Well, Brock
Osweiler's
going to get
it, man.
I hope so.
They're going to give him a year. They're going to give him
I
a
hope
year.
So. Yeah, I really
to.
Do. I hope so. And I hope that...
He made some really nice passes. He made some horrible passes.
Yeah.
But... You know, you're standing at 6'7", you're going to see over that line. Like, he had nice touch pads. He had nice long balls. And he threw the ball nice and long.
Sure.
Yeah.
I saw what you did there. But my other two quarterbacks that I actually had just outside my top 25 were Roethlisberger and Blake Bortles.
I think Kirk Cousins needs to be
in the outside. Telling you, dude. Outside. Cousins in the last few weeks did what Russell Wilson did for those four.
The past few starts that he's had have just been insane.
No interceptions. I don't care. Like, no interceptions.
I'm reserving judgment. Me personally, you can put him. Tim's like, he's fucking number one.
He's telling you, no, we can put waiver claims in at the end too. That was awesome. You got him.
Yeah,
that one was like.
I hate you. I'm a trade for him.
What do you want?
Tim has like abandoned. Like, Tim's like, I only start white quarterbacks. I need the whitest quarterback I can.
Tim's
get.
Like, I'll give you
the whitest quarterback on the most racist team in the NFL.
There's an albino quarterback. He's mine. Yeah.
I actually do have.
He can only play nine.
I do have a Jameis Winston that can be kept with a ninth if you'd like a Jameis Winston.
I don't think he's top 25. I think that's cool keeper.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know.
Because he still had those like awesome games, and he had like super.
Oh no, Jameis Winston had a couple games where you're just like, really?
I mean, also, I think Mariota's a 12th. The 12th round.
Yeah, so he's kept in the 10th round?
Yeah.
No. I think he was picked like...
I wonder what he was... I wonder how he fared this year. What was he... I wonder overall
his quarterbacks. He was like in the top 25 for quarterbacks. Top 15, maybe? No, he wasn't top 15.
But, you know, the thought of, like, having, like, Carson Palmer for another couple seasons.
Oh, totally. Was, like,
and that offense, and... Oh, God. So good. Yeah, that's my top 25 list. Those are some of my...
All right, guys. Who did you miss?
Anybody who you would have had in the top 25? You have to go potty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, God. So bad. President needs to go outside.
We need to let them in.
Take a piss.
Anybody have... We could probably do one more episode before we call it. But does anybody have any closing things? El Presidente, outside of El Baño, anything?
Just really upset you guys all let this happen, Joe.
Hey, man, I've tried.
And I'm going to take it out on all of you for the next 12
months. You're the one who let it happen. Like,
dude, I tried. It took an entire team getting hurt in order for me to not make it.
The person who had the best chance to stop it was you, Robin.
Yeah, well.
I would have won last week, and I would have won in the championship if I had faced Joe. So that's... You know, that's my bad. I apologize.
That's Pete's fault.
I apologize. So it's your fault.
Yeah. Hey, you know what?
I could have ended the nightmare, and
I'm glad all my misguided rage has been directed somewhere.
Hey, just because I'm consistent, Tim. Consistent.
You should start calling him Quattro.
That's right. Joe, anything?
Or Alf. No. That's good.
Life's good at the top. Who's really at the top, though? The president or the champion? Which is sweeter, guys?
They're mutually exclusive.
I think it's hands down. I'd rather have two championships and not be president.
I'm really okay not being president. Yeah. Having two championships
and being vice president.
Yeah,
it's not like
I agree. Thank you for listening.
I already tell him to drink all the time anyway. It's not like much is going to change.
No. Thank you for listening. Like us on Facebook. Like Tim on Facebook. Like me on Facebook.
Like
Tim on Facebook and Twitter, Tim on Facebook.
Tim, do you have a Facebook? What is it?
It's at Tim Livingston.
Boy, that's creative.
Hey, good job, Tim.
No, that's my Facebook. Twitter is at Mr. Tim Livingston.
Uh-huh.
But next year we will have a dedicated podcast for El Dynasty. And it should be a lot of fun. It'll be cool stuff.
Way better intros.
Tim, take us out of here.
We out. Thank you for listening. Enjoy 2015's final night tomorrow night. And we will see you in 2016.
Hey, if you want to keep following Los Livingston Brothers, you can see us on Facebook. Just go to the Los Livingston Brothers fan page. Give us a like, leave comments, all that good stuff. And on iTunes, make sure to subscribe and also give us a nice, pretty looking review and throw 5 stars up on us because we are like a Rob Van Dam frog splash, because it's the 5-star frog splash. On top of that, if you don't use iTunes to listen to your podcast, you can also go to loslivingstonbrothers.com, click on the radio shows tab, and you'll be able to listen to all the shows dating back to our very first show at KCY in 2011.
Man, that's a long time ago. I'm old.